welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show every Tuesday and Wednesday night. And right now, we're going back to South Bend, Indiana, for our weekly Notre Dame football report with Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. And before we get with Frank, let's thank our sponsor for this Notre Dame football segment, which is Station Casinos, SDN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state or anywhere. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico, happy holidays to you. And I don't know where to start, Frank. I think I'll just let you start talking. But you guys have been in the headlines since the rankings came out, and I'll go from there. How you doing, buddy?
Coach, we're having a tough time back here in South Bend. First of all, we've had about 12 inches of snow in the last week, and we're predicting another one or three tonight. So it's cold, it's dark, it's cloudy, it's icy. You know, we're having a tough time here in South Bend physically. But then, of course, we have a big cloud over the university when you talk about where the football team is going. And when we talked, James and I, Amade and I were talking about this, and we felt very strongly before they picked the teams for the tournament or the playoffs that Notre Dame was going to be involved for sure. We were figuring we'd play either Texas A&M or play Oklahoma on the road. It'd be actually a good thing if we're not playing here in South Bend because the weather has been really disastrous. In some ways, it could help Notre Dame. But I think overall for the fans and whatnot, it'd be better to play at someplace where it's not snowing. But anyway, to get back to the playoff picks, we were very disappointed that Notre Dame did not get picked in the top 12 to make the playoff rounds. Now, James and I were talking about this in regards to how well Notre Dame has played the last 10 games. Really have blown over a lot of teams. Not all great teams, but a couple of them were really good, like Southern California. Pitt, I thought, was a very good team. And, you know, when you have this kind of situation, Notre Dame was averaging about 42 points a game and only giving up about 17 points a game. And a lot of those points were early on against Miami and Texas A&M. Two games that they lost by a total of 4 points. So, you know, when you look at it that way, Notre Dame was on a roll, and we felt we had the capabilities to compete with anybody in the country. Some people think we may have been as talented be in the top five when you're looking at the teams involved. Now, if you're looking at the top 12, Notre Dame is in there at number 11. And really with a 10-2 record should have been considered for the playoff situation. And I think when you really break it down, Notre Dame should have been in the playoffs. We're very disappointed here. James Amine and I are very disappointed. When you're looking for the top teams, Notre Dame really could be in the top five when you look at the way they've played the last 10 games. So we weren't in. And it's very disappointing. But just for goodness sakes here, to look at where we would be if we had to play instead of Miami. We would have played Texas A&M, which we lost to by 1 point. Then we would have had to go and play in the Cotton Bowl against Ohio State, a very good team. However, Indiana showed that they are human. And then the winner of that game would play Georgia in the Fiesta Bowl. So it would have been a tough go for Notre Dame if they had been put in the playoffs, but I think we would have held our own, and the only way you could really tell if you see the games played. And in that case, that's not going to happen. So we are very disappointed here in South Bend. James especially was really agonizing over this for the last couple of days, and I don't blame him. I think most Notre Dame fans are. Then the question was, should Notre Dame go to a bowl game? They were picked to go and play in New Orleans. In Orlando, I believe, in the Pop Tart Bowl. And this is something that they've declined to go to. Now, when you understand why, I think it makes it a little bit clearer. The team got together and they voted that they felt that they were a really good team and could have played well into the playoff rounds. But to play in a Pop-Tart bowl game, which is probably a lot of fun, especially going to be for the younger guys who didn't go to some of those bowl games last year. I remember, Coach, in 1971, we had played Texas in 1970 and beat them in the Cotton Bowl. They were number one. Notre Dame upset them. And then the next year, in 1971, we had a fair season. We were 8-2, and we had a chance to play in the Gator Bowl against Penn State. The older guys voted it down. The younger guys were all interested in going, but of course we made the decision as a unit, and we decided not to go. The coaches wanted to go. The staff wanted to go, as far as the trainers and all the people involved, because they get to go on a nice vacation to Florida. And the players get to practice more, which is kind of hone their skills for the next year. It also gives the team a chance to solidify and unify as a unit. And that is something that's really important, I think, as you're getting on into the football program. As a freshman and sophomore, this is the way we felt. We were disappointed that we didn't go. You go through college once. It was a chance to play in the Gator Bowl that we watched our whole lives. So it was disappointing. In those days, freshmen couldn't play. And so we weren't brought to the Cotton Bowl to watch that game. So we watched it at home. I didn't mind watching it at home, but I really wanted to go as a sophomore, and that didn't happen. Then we went as a junior to the Orange Bowl. We got slaughtered by Nebraska 40-6. And then from the ashes of that defeat, we committed ourselves to winning one game at a time the next year, eventually win the national championship. So I think that it was a great impetus for us to continue on and unify in that 73 season. When you look now, Coach, I think they feel that they've been kind of it was a political thing as opposed to being a team that wasn't good enough to play. And when you look at some of the teams that are in the playoffs, you look at James Madison and also Tulane, who are ranked. James Madison is number 24 and Tulane is number 20. So they are well back. Of course, they won their conference, but could they have competed against the teams like Notre Dame and Texas and Vandy? And that's the question that we have. Are these the 12 best teams? And James and I feel that maybe they're not. And some of these decisions have become somewhat political. And it may be due to the media pressure of which networks are carrying what games, or maybe there's some animosity towards some of the different networks. I'll just leave it at that. Some people think the Irish are looking pretty petty on this. I don't believe so. And I think they're trying to make a statement here. But what's going to happen now is that I think it's going to make a lot of these bowls that are not involved in the playoff system much more minor. And a lot of athletes that have a chance to play in the NFL are not going to look at these bowls and say, hey, I want to play in those bowls. They're going to look at them and say, you know, I can get hurt. And if I can make the first round or the second round, and they'll have a preview of that from talking to different agents, then they have to make a decision on whether they want to play or not. I would think that a lot of the guys that played on Notre Dame's team this year probably would have not played in this Pop-Tart game. So really, it would almost be like second and third teams that are getting a chance to play. You get extra practices. That's good. And you get to see different parts of the area of the country that you haven't seen. But in the long run, I think they're trying to make a statement, Notre Dame is. And I think it's probably a pretty strong statement. And I think it's going to have an overflow into some other areas?
Frank, let me tell you, in my poll, I do a weekly poll. I had you guys in the ninth position. Okay, you had a bye, you didn't play in the championship game. I had you eighth the week before. So with the outcome of those championship games, I moved you down one. I definitely thought that Notre Dame would be in the playoffs. There's no question in my mind. I was shocked at the same time or as much as you were when they were not announced as far as a team. But I look at this playoff as it's broken. And what I mean by that is you want, and when you have a playoff, normally you have the 12 best teams. And who knows the 12 best teams in the country more than anybody else? You've lived in Vegas than the guys that put the odds together. They know who's the best football teams and who should win games. And when you go to a playoff and you're a team that's been selected and you're a 20-point underdog or a 16-point underdog, obviously you're not one of the top teams in the country. So I think that's a little embarrassing as far as the program and the system that's what's in place. And I hate to see people be forced to change things because they made mistakes in putting it together. So I sort of look back at the administrators who put this program together and say, was it right from the beginning? Were they just trying to appease everybody, or were they really trying to get the 12 best teams in the country? If they are trying to do that, well, the system is broken. My second thought is, Frank, and you may agree with me or not, but I think that if Notre Dame thought about it again, I don't think they do and react to what they did, because I think that it made everybody, I know the Notre Dame people were very mad and very supportive of the decision, but I think it takes away great tradition, and it sort of doesn't give the kids and the people the opportunity and the fans who pay for bowl games and pay for travel and want to support Notre Dame the opportunity of going and supporting a great football program like Notre Dame. And I think something's missing when they're not in a bowl game and they're not playing, Frank.
I agree with you 100%. Because my holiday season is usually centered around where Notre Dame is going to play, and I have to be at a great TV to watch that game, or I'm at the game itself. So we are all disappointed here that Notre Dame is not going to play in a bowl game, but more disappointed that we did not make the playoffs. And I think, it's going to be a long spell till you see Notre Dame on the field again. And that's, it's probably going to be about, I'd say 8 months now until next August or September. So it's going to be a real big downtime. There's a lot of things that are going to happen in the next couple of months. You have the new athletes that are coming. You have the portal that is being worked on right now as far as people coming to different schools. And, it's really a disappointing time because we wanted to see Marcus Freeman and his staff see what they can do in this run for the championship. Last year, it was extremely exciting watching them play in the Sugar Bowl and then in the Orange Bowl and then in the national championship game. To be honest with you, Coach, I never thought they were going to make the national championship game, but they did. And I think this year's team is even more talented than last year's team. I think nothing wrong with our quarterback, Leonard, last year, but this year's quarterback has a tremendous mind, and he's prepared so well, and his arm is so mature for just a redshirt freshman. So we're excited about the next couple of years with C.J. Carr and people like Gino Gadulli, who is just throwing all kinds of great techniques his way. Denbrock has done a great job as far as using the best talent we have in great positions. The receivers have done well, and also the running backs were just spectacular. I don't think Notre Dame has had two running backs that are as great as the two we have now with Love and Price. The two of them totally came to just about 2,000 yards and some 23 touchdowns, 24 touchdowns in rushing alone. So it was a great year and a very disappointing year for James Amene and myself as far as watching Irish try to complete this task of getting to the top of the mountain. Last year, we got just to the top, but not to the very top. Hopefully, next year, we'll knock them all down, and we'll get all the way to the top of the mountain and win the national championship. And, you know, I think when you have that kind of goal, as being an independent, there's no goal of winning a conference. Your goal is to win the national championship. And if you're undefeated and you think about winning one game at a time, that is something that could come to fruition. And we're excited about that for next year. I think we're going to be a good team next year. In the weeks to come, we can talk about the next schedules coming up in 26. We can talk about some of the new athletes that are coming in. I think it's going to be an exciting time for the Irish, but disappointing this year. And this holiday season is going to, there's going to be a big void as far as being able to watch Notre Dame. And I know the Notre Dame fans out there feel the same way. So
Frank, we got to go, buddy. We got to go.
Yes.
We got to take a break here. I want to thank you for joining us. I want to give my best to James. A happy holiday season. When we come back, let's continue talking about this, because obviously you have a lot to say about it, and I do too. And we're looking forward to talking to you also about the great recruiting class Notre Dame got. So, Frank, again, thank you. And I know you want to shout out to Cup to your friends before we go.
Yes, I'd like to say out to April and Clay Calloway out in Tennessee. They've been big supporters of our show. And they call me every once in a while just to make sure that they tell me that they enjoy the show. So a shout out to them.
Thank you very much, Frank. And James, thank you. Again, you've been listening to Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team, with our Notre Dame Football Report, brought to us weekly every Tuesday and Wednesday night by Station Casinos, SDN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet race and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations by just simply going to stnsports.com, stnsports.com for more information. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. Buckle up. When we come back, let's talk UNLV football.